Today on Rockin' the Suburbs!
A whopping 136 songs. Hello and greetings to all out there in Suburbs Podland. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to today's episode of our podcast, Rockin' the Suburbs. I want to thank very much everybody who contributed to September New Music. I thought that was one of our most outstanding months. Had some really good picks in there. September is always a fruitful month for new releases, and our crowd did a great job of seeking it out. Thank you to all. On the topic of new music, I want to emphasize now something that has been mentioned a couple times during our new music period, and I just want to take a brief minute to underline this for a couple reasons. One is that Scott Isom, who you heard from yesterday, sent in a note to us emphasizing this record and talking about how much he liked it and what a good cause it was for. And we also had a mention from Jay Ignacio earlier when he was discussing Manning Fireworks by MJ Linderman. But the record is called Cardinals at the Window, and it's available on Bandcamp. And it is a compilation put together for flood relief in Western North Carolina. And it is available on the Bandcamp page, cardinalsatthewindow.bandcamp.com. And it has a whopping 136 songs on it by different artists, which is pretty amazing. And Scott mentions in his communication that he particularly liked tracks from Lydia Lovelace, Sylvan Esso, and Iron and Wine on this compilation. But as you can see, there's plenty to dig into. I want to read something from one of the organizers of this compilation that's written on the Bandcamp page. It's written by someone called Rusty Sutton. And Rusty is discussing how long this flood relief is going to take. And I thought this resonated really well because it's not in the headlines anymore. We've moved on to focus on other things. But this effort is going to take a long, long time. I mean, some of those areas in Western North Carolina were completely wiped out, like entire towns, businesses, homes, everything gone, and very difficult to get supplies in there, and it's going to take a long, long time to do this rebuilding. And Rusty writes here, quote, "It won't happen overnight, and there won't be one fix that comes from a single government agency or aid organization. It must be a network of efforts happening, both at once and over a long period of time, to put it all back together." And Rusty was discussing how he was there when the floods happened, and he finally was able to get out of the area. And he says, quote, "After driving out of the Blue Ridge, I finally reached a place with a reliable cell signal. It was an overwhelming and bittersweet experience. We were flooded with images of what our friends and neighbors were going through in further flung parts of Western North Carolina. We also received a massive amount of concern and love from friends and loved ones around the world, including the people organizing this benefit. The funds raised by this effort will end up in the coffers of people on the ground doing good, impactful work in the region."
I can think of younger days, living for my life was everything a man could want to do. I could never see tomorrow. I was never told about the sorrow. How can you mend a broken heart? Stop the rain falling down. How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round? How can you mend this broken man? How can a loser ever win? Please help my broken heart. I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by. We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about.
And right there we heard Iron and Wine. From their contribution to the Cardinals at the Window, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? Some other ones that I think are interesting on this. There's a lot of live cuts from bands that you may have heard of, bands like Calexico, the Decemberists. I believe REM contributes a live track here. There's also music from Sunburn Hand of the Man, one of my favorites. Wooden Wand is on this record as well. Fish contributes a live track. Lydia Loveless, as Scott mentioned, Flock of Dimes are on here. There's a track from the Go-Betweens, which is pretty exciting. Superchunk, Archers of Loaf. Who else do you got here? MJ Lenderman, aforementioned, The Whole Steady, does a live track from the 930 Club. Kevin Morby is on this record. Jeff Tweedy is on this record. The Nude Party, a favorite of our listenership. Deer Tick is on this record as well. William Tyler contributes a track. Waxahachie. The list goes on and on. Lamb Chop, one of my favorites, doing a track. And it starts off with a track from The War on Drugs. Another thing I want to read here, also written in the liner notes by Grayson Harver Curran, says, quote, Cardinals at the Window, named for an expression we've all heard in Appalachia, meaning that there's a little luck on the way, is our modest attempt to help the best we can, to do what we might to help restore some small piece of a place so many of us love so much. Friends far and wide instantly offered up their work, only with the caveat that there'd be something more they could soon do too. It's very tempting to curse the rain and the water that drowned and destroyed so much of Appalachia. Most of the time, though, it is part of what makes the place special, unforgettable, and unique, a home worth keeping, where land and water and sky merge into perfect union, natural and spellbinding. Beautiful words right there. Want everybody, if you consider it, to download Cardinals at the Window. I have just done so. Flood Relief, Western North Carolina, I should say. And I want to thank very much all those who pointed it out, including Scott Isom. Thank you, Scott. Want to thank Jay Ignacio and I believe it was Jason Goble who posted this link on one of our social channels as well. Just everybody who's bringing it to others' attention. And I thought I would do the same with a quick little episode here. And we're going to play out now with a little bit of the song contributed by William Tyler. It's called Near a Thousand Tables. And remember, there are 136 tracks on this effort for just $10 or more. And you can help support people that are on the ground doing the work that's going to go on for a long, long time. With all that, we're going to talk to you tomorrow with a little bit of a tribute episode to the late and great Phil Lesh, who passed over the weekend. Rest in power, Phil. For now, here's Cardinals at the Window and William Tyler, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. where land and water and sky merge into perfect union.